you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to Daily Pop, guys. It finally happened. Brad and Jen back on screen together. Well, at least for a table read for Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And honestly, it was everything. Even their greeting got fans excited.
Oh. Hi, Aniston.
Hi, Pitt.
How you doing?
Good, honey. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Ah, that was so cute. But there is so much more. They also did a sexy scene from the movie. His character, Brad, is in the bathroom fantasizing about Jen's character, Linda, and Morgan Freeman is the narrator.
Hi, Brad. You know how cute I always thought you were. I think you're so sexy. Will you come to me?
Then she pushes him away so he can watch as she carefully unstraps the top of her bathing suit. The incredible Linda Barrett's breasts fall loose. Lord have mercy. She takes Brad's hands and places them on her as she begins unbuttoning his shirt. They're just about to fall into passionate lovemaking when we hear,
Hey, Brad, you have any cute...
The daydream evaporates and we see a real life again with an interior Brad bathroom angle on Linda's face.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I did not know anybody was in here.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
I'm done, guys. If that didn't make your Friday,
nope.
I don't know what does it.
I would take 3 months of throwing up all over again for that to have come sooner. I literally have watched it. This is the kind of research I want every day. Just the way they say hello, like the chemistry. I mean, everybody in that chat knows the history of them, and they love it, right? It's just, it's very rarely do we get to see somebody have such a nasty split to go on and live such different lives and then to come back together. This only happens, like, in high school and, like, around people you know, kind of. Right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. And everybody else's faces on the Zoom was just like all of us. They're all like,
I don't know. Morgan Freeman was like, I want an Oscar to do this shit. Like, I am from Shawshank Redemption. I will say, Julia Roberts is everybody in America right now. She was so excited, she almost farted. I could tell.
I
like,
know.
Her face was like a little. And Jimmy Kimmel is friends with everybody. And we know that Jennifer Aniston and Jimmy Kimmel are close. Jimmy Kimmel is like the dude who's watching his best friend go through the most awkward moment.
Yes.
And all you can do is laugh your ass off. But
and it's
again,
like, it's iconic. Also,
it's
Ray
iconic.
Liotta.
And it's a good, you know what? It's for a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
They
right.
knew that this would get a lot of attention for the COVID frontline workers and research. So kudos to them for doing it. Hats off that everybody who participated in this.
And
crazy
good.
That Dane Cook actually got everyone together.
Right?
I
yes.
didn't know Dane Cook even had anybody's numbers.
I was connected there in Hollywood. I was surprised.
I mean, here's the thing. I had to watch the whole hour thing. Shia LaBeouf made it. Honestly, Brad and Jen obviously was a huge highlight, but Shia LaBeouf, you know, plays as, was acting as a stoner, like, and was
he in a truck?
Heart, man, I mean, he was in his truck and he was taking this very
so
seriously,
hot.
And it was
so hot.
Making my whole moment. And then Morgan Freeman is like all my favorite people in one screen. Matthew McConaughey, Julie Roberts, like. I just loved every second of this whole thing. It's
Dane
so
Cook
cute.
Looks like an action figure now, huh? He looks so like, I don't know, different or something. Good, but different.
Yeah. All right, guys, we've got some big news that came in late last night. NeNe Leakes is for sure leaving Housewives. She shared the sad news in a vlog on her YouTube channel. Listen to this.
I have been on an extremely long, exhausting, tiring, emotional negotiation. There has been a lot of emotion flying from both sides. It has been hard, and I have made the very hard and difficult decision to not be a part of Real Housewives of Atlanta season 13.
Wow, NeNe says she's so happy to have been part of a genre that opened up doors for Black ensemble reality shows. And Andy Cohen posted a tribute to her on Instagram, writing that he hopes they work together again soon and remain in each other's orbits forever. So good move for NeNe.
Look, no matter what happens to NeNe, whether she goes back to the show, whether she's not on the show, you will never forget her most iconic moments and how she's actually shaped pop culture. The way we talk to people, the gifs we use between, everything, all of it.
So
much we know. So much we know. So I think for NeNe, you know what? Maybe sitting one out is not the worst thing. I think, and I have a feeling, there are other doors that are going to open from this.
What do you mean sitting one out? You think she's going to go back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She said, I'm going to sit out season. If you listen to her very closely, she says, after an emotional back and forth, I have decided to sit this season out.
Season 13 out. Yeah.
She did not close the door to never go back again.
Right. And she's done this before, right? She sat out, season 8 or something like that? Two seasons.
She left from season 8 to season 10, went back, stayed from 10 to 12. You know, it happens. We've never seen a housewife go back for a third time. Mm-hmm. But you never know.
Yeah, there's a lot of change in the housewives world right now, I feel.
A lot of the OGs are leaving or being kicked out. You know, it's just been kind of crazy. What is Atlanta? She was clearly the star of that one, right? So what do you think they have to do to keep the viewers?
I think they'll keep the viewers. That's not the problem, because the show still works. Mm-hmm. It's the franchise that's kind of sort of the star, but I think you're missing a very important element when you lose Miss Leaks.
Yeah.
But the show will go on, but if she went back the next season, it'll be fine.
Right.
It's not like you're losing an arm.
Yeah, I feel like these shows really do adapt. I feel like when people leave, you're like, oh my God, I can't imagine doing the show without them. But like the Bethanys of the world have left before. Obviously, Dorinda's not going to be going back. And you think that it's going to be so different, but they really just sort of pick up where they left off and everybody still tunes in because everyone's still batshit crazy and everybody wants to watch it.
100%.
100%. Okay, Drew Barrymore and Charlize Theron just bonded over their love lives, or lack thereof, I guess you should say. Turns out they've both sworn off men. Watch them explain.
I've heard you're on, a break from relationships. And
yeah.
I'm so in love with my children. I've spent my life trying to figure out men for 45 years. I'm I'm tired. I'm bored. It's all about the kids.
I've been on a few dates, but I haven't dated anybody for over 5 years.
Me too.
Yeah. So we have a lot in common. So, I mean, I'm open when friends of mine are you should go on a date. You should meet this guy. I'm always open, but it is I feel I'm in a place in my life where you got to come with a lot of game. I just won't accept anything less.
A lot of what?
That went down on the Drew Barrymore show. She said, I just won't accept anything less.
By the way, it wouldn't surprise me if she's saying all that on Zoom and all of a sudden you just see this tree trunk of a man walk behind her looking for the creamer in the office or something. Because we all have those friends.
And that's what
we have those friends who are sworn off men. I haven't had sex in 6 months. And then you find out that they've been creeping on the slick with somebody else.
Oh, let's be clear.
She's not having sex. Right.
She just said relationships with men. So she said they have to add a lot to her life because her life is pretty perfect right now. I mean, I think that's an amazing place to be at in your life, where you feel 100% complete, 100% happy with where you're at. And then if somebody comes into your life, then it's just an extra bonus. And is that where you're at?
I'm at 96.5%.
That's good. That's where I want you to be.
Yeah.
Because that's when things are going to be, it's just going to work out perfectly whenever you feel like that. Whenever you feel like you need a man, like your life is not complete until you have one, that's whenever you're going to get into the wrong relationship.
Yep. Yeah, but
that's
you force it. Too. You force it.
But that's the issue, too. You get so comfortable with yourself that the thought of having a man like myself scares the hell out of me. Because
invasive.
It's invasive. And you know what? I haven't compromised in a long time. Am I ready to compromise with somebody? Am I ready to share a bathroom with, you know, whatever? Am I ready to give up my early morning fart to not, like, you know, scare somebody off? You know,
it's true.
The man, you know what's happening. You know, you always cut that first fart in the morning. You know what I'm talking about.
That's true. If it's the right person, your stinky farts will be fine.
But still, even, no, but even still, you're still having to do that in a relationship. You're just having to hide all of your disgusting habits, trust me. Like, it's never gonna, nope.
All right, you guys, tweet us your thoughts. Hashtag Daily Pop. Still ahead, Laverne Cox is here. How she's bringing the glamour to the Emmy red carpet. Plus, a look back at the biggest Emmy fashion risk takers. That's next.
Dare you say.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Weekend and we cannot wait. Of course, we want to see who's going to win on Sunday, but we also just want to see what they're going to be wearing. Before the nominees hit the virtual red carpet, we're taking a look back at some of Emmy's fashion and beauty risk takers. Let's evaluate. Let's start with Miss Mandy Moore. You guys remember last year? Oh, I loved this look. It was pink and red, Brandon Maxwell, the old Hollywood glam hair. What did you guys think?
I thought it was good for Mandy Moore. I think it was a good, I loved it, and I thought she really stepped out of her sort of usual comfort zone, and I love the colors. I thought she looked great.
I love the white lady shade. It was good for her.
I'm saying usually she doesn't, she doesn't usually take risks, and this year she did, and it looked good. Thank you.
I loved it. Okay. Color blocking was on point.
Well, we've got Gwyneth Paltrow. She took a risk in 2011 in a sexy two-piece. Love it or hate it?
Are you kidding? Don't even pretend to not love it. It's perfect. It is perfect.
It was the time, right? And what was that, 2011? I said, yeah, that's whenever that was very hot. Nowadays, if you did it, I don't know if I'd love it as much.
I think she could still pull it out today.
Oh, yeah.
But what I loved about Gwyneth Paltrow in this moment was it was almost like the reminiscent of a Cameron Diaz moment. She would walk on a red carpet in like a $10,000 gown, and it would look like she just got out of the surf.
Right.
Like, it's just so relaxed. It's so cool. The hair is just so casual. And it's like, I belong here, and I didn't want to come, but I just threw on this.
Effortless.
And a mirror.
It's effortless. That's what it is.
For sure.
It's also kind of Kate Hudson-y.
Yeah, it's very Kate Hudson-y. Like she just got out of the beach.
So cute. Okay, now you guys have talked me into it. Now I really like it.
It's the best. I'm telling you.
Okay, all of these looks are giving us some fashion inspo that we need. So now, in partnership with Tresemme, Erin is learning how to recreate an Emmy-worthy hairstyle at home just in time for TV's biggest night.
Woo!
Hey, guys, I'm hanging with Tresemme stylist Justine Marjan. Hey, what's up, Justine? How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Of course, I love when we get together because we definitely do some bomb hairstyles. And I know you're going to show us how to create a celeb-inspired look at home because we could still get glam for an Emmy viewing party or something, right?
Exactly. Today I'm going to show you one of my favorite trends for 2020. It's kind of like a brushed out fluffy wave that anyone could do from home. We are just going to curl the hair pretty tight and wrap it away from our face. So let it look like a corkscrew. And then we'll have this kind of like middle school prom wave, and that's totally fine. That's what we want right now, and then we'll brush it out after.
I call those quinceañera curls.
Yes, 100%. So I would suggest prepping the hair with the Tresemme Keratin Smooth Shampoo and Conditioner, because even though we're getting that brushed out fluffy wave effect, we want to avoid frizz, and that shampoo and conditioner is amazing.
Right.
You kind of just have to curl your whole head.
This is when we insert the time lapse.
kind of like to brush upwards, and then that creates that volume. So I'll do the same thing over here. Volume.
Whoa.
So to support this volume, I'm going to use the Tresemme Volume Thickening Spray. This just helps to build that volume for long-lasting hold, and it kind of helps to fluff up the hair, so you can already see how much more volume this side has from the other. I'm just going to use the Tresemme Tress 2 Extra Hold Hairspray all over for hold.
Got a lot of that.
And I kind of like to spray a little at the top, like above my head, and then just use my hands if I have any flyaways.
Stunning.
Ew, right?
Justine, I love this hair. I cannot wait to try it. And I hope other people are going to be trying this at home. Thank you so much, Justine.
Thank you so much.
That is so good. I want to try that. All
Me
right,
too.
You guys. Up next, Laverne Cox is here. We're talking about her making Emmy history and how she is still changing the game in Hollywood. Stay with us, guys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
You guys, I am so excited. I got to sit with my girl and four-time Emmy nominee Laverne Cox. We talked fashion, her nomination, and the skin she is in. Joining us now is four-time Emmy nominee Laverne Cox. Laverne, how are you?
Justin, I am fantastic. That sounds so good. Can I tell you, this year when I got the Emmy nomination, I was obviously very surprised. We all saw it live on television with the brilliant Leslie Jones. I said, now that I'm a four-time Emmy nominated actress, I need to work really hard to live up to that. So I'm really excited to work harder and get better at my craft. And thank you, Television Academy, for the inspiration.
Once you get nominated once, it's a pleasure. But once you've been nominated four times, it's a whole new ball game.
So I was like, okay, how do I process this? Now, so many of the actors who I love have been nominated this many times, and I'm like, do I need to become more regal? Do I need to be more Cicely Tyson-esque or more Felicia Rashad-esque? And I need to just be Laverne. I need to just be myself, but I definitely am inspired to work harder and live up to this amazing honor.
When you made history in 2014, becoming the first transgender person to be nominated for an Emmy, you opened the door because, honey, your girl, Rainn Valdez, is nominated, and she said that you inspired her to pursue her dreams. Mm. How does it feel to have opened that door and to see the fruits of your labor come true for somebody else?
It's beautiful to make history. It really is, but it's really not about that. It's about the people who follow. It's about the people who, if you can open a door, other people have to walk through. And for 6 years, like, I was the only one.
I'm seeing so many things, so many people, so many programs come in and really opening doors. And one of those projects that I was so proud of was Disclosure. You know, as an executive producer on something like this, a documentary about transgender people in the media, did you ever think that it would see the light of day and get the response that it got from people?
I mean, we hope, but it's so, can I tell you, Justin, that it is still very difficult to sell a show, a documentary, a film about trans people. It's even with Laverne Cox attached. This was really hard. So many networks said no. Netflix came to us about 5 weeks out and said, we want Disclosure for Pride Month. We said, oh my God, and we want to make it a Netflix original documentary. We said, okay, let's do this. And we had no idea if people would even watch. And we said, let's do everything we can to make sure people know about it. And so many people have watched, and so many people have been moved by it. Tracee Ellis Ross just was on a live, just random live with someone, and just said amazing things about our film and how it changed how she thought about trans representation and just representation in general in film.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds said that this film changed the way he looks at film and how he's gonna make film going forward, which is so amazing. amazing and so inspiring, and that's what you sort of hope for. So I'm just so grateful. And now allegedly there's Oscar buzz for the film, which is kind of, it's insane.
You know, I look to you for all my beauty and wellness and my dance moves, but you actually have a new partnership with Gold Bonds, championing your skin campaign. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Gold Bond is really about celebrating skin champions. It's championing your skin campaign. And skin champions are people who put their skin to the test every single day to make the world a better place. And folks who need a skin routine that can keep up. We're championing the Trans Wellness Center today. And the Trans Wellness Center is an organization here in Los Angeles that provides direct services to the transgender community. In this historic moment, wellness is absolutely crucial.
I am so excited to finally welcome you to the E family. You are hosting the E Emmys Countdown Show. If anyone knows about red carpet, if anybody knows about fashion and what it takes to get on that carpet, it is you. But I have to know, are we keeping it casual this Emmy season, or are we going all out?
Wait. I want the answer to that question. What the heck? Mm-mm. Okay, you guys, we're going to have it for you tomorrow on our Daily Pop Live Emmy special at 11 a.m. That's what they call a tease right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's time for Feel Good Friday. This week, the organization Runway of Dreams kicked off New York Fashion Week with a virtual runway featuring models with disabilities. Aww. The models ranged in age from kids to adults. They wore brands like Tommy Hilfiger and Target and showed off their adaptive clothing made for people with different physical needs. So cute.
I just love that the fashion community is really embracing different types of beauty. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw this a month ago with brands starting to have models that were disabled, and it's just beautiful.
The way forward.
It warms your heart. I love it. Okay, for more info, you guys, you should check out runwayofdreams.org. That is it for us today. But you know what? It's a big weekend, and E! Has the Emmys covered all weekend long. Catch our Daily Pop live Emmy special tomorrow morning, as well as E!'s Inside Guide that's on tonight. Then on Sunday, the Emmys air on ABC, and E!'s coverage starts at 4:30 Eastern, and you can watch all day. Have a good weekend, guys. Bye.
Yum. Bye.